That's in the new one.
Oh, it's in.
My name is Jefferson Forestiel, and this is all the forestry in Bam. I am 16 years old today. Today's my birthday. And I'm a lower student. I'm part of life from Genesis College. I actually am here today to actually address an issue that has been going on in my life, which I felt like is very offensive to me, to my family, to my career, and most especially to my manager and director. It has been rumors online that I was pregnant and my manager was responsible for this. I am not denying the fact that I was pregnant, but I am denying the fact that my manager was responsible for this. This is the story behind my pregnancy. This was 2021 when myself and some of my classmates went swimming at the nearby stream in my school. I was an ex-student of class management. So, knowing fully well how my mother was very wow concerning the crisis in the Northwest region, and she always restricted me from even going anywhere that has to do with the stream because she knew very well I couldn't swim. I never told her what to say that. I went to the school with some schoolmates and students from other schools. We were swimming and then all of a sudden we saw some gunmen casually dressed. They came down to the stream and they told us to all leave the waters that they wanted to swim. Myself and my classmates, after seeing the way they looked, we were scared. We came out of the waters and we started packing our bags in a hurry to see that we leave that place before anything happened to us. But when they discovered that we were packing our bags, they all told us to stop. And they came out of the waters immediately. And immediately started harassing all of us and pulling the girls out. Started pulling us out. I could not even figure out how many people escaped that day, but I only remember that so many of us were pulled out of that place. And some other two guys that told me that they took me to the bush that was nearby the stream. And I was raped that day. Okay, with the fear of telling my mother that I was raped at the stream, which she always told me not to go to, I got back home and I couldn't say a word. I kept it to myself. I could only tell my older sister, Manju, that that was what happened to me. But I told her not to tell my mother because I knew what my mother would do to me, knowing the very strict mother that I had. I told her not to say anything. A few weeks later, I thought it was no call for concern, so I left it to myself. I lived my life normally. Months after, I started feeling some changes in myself. I started feeling my colors, skin color changing. I started feeling me swelling up. I became fat. I never knew what was actually happening to me, and I couldn't even understand my own menstrual cycle because I started seeing my period around 13 years old. I just believed like it was nothing until when it was about 5 months, and I started feeling the extreme changes in my body. My mom kept on asking me, are you okay? I told her I was fine, and there was no cause for alarm. She kept on asking me every day when she looks at me. She said, this is not the jato she knows. The jato she knows is that skin. I told her, mommy, I'm fine. Whenever, because I always come for my music work with my manager and director during the weekend. So whenever I come, he'll be like, Jato, have you changed your oil? I'll be like, no, daddy, I'm fine. It's the same oil I'm using. He even suggested that I change my oil, that maybe the oil I was using doesn't collaborate with my skin anymore. He bought me cocoa butter that I should try rubbing that one on my skin because my skin color was changing and my brand is not that which I'm supposed to bleach. I said, okay, daddy. He bought the oil and gave it to me. Some weeks after, he discovered that I was still not the same after rubbing that oil. He told me that I should go back to Bambi. He gave me some money to give it to my mother to do a test on me, to be sure that I am actually fine. I came back home, I gave my mom the money. My mom took me to the hospital and she conducted some tests on me and found out that I was pregnant in the hospital. She could not beat me at the hospital. She brought me home. She was very disappointed. I saw my mother cry. I saw my mother angry. I saw my mother wanting to kill me. She kept on shouting at me and asking me, why would I do this kind of thing to her? Why would I bring shame onto her? Why would I disgrace her name? I kept on saying, mommy, I'm sorry. She asked me what happened and I narrated the whole thing to her.
She knew it very well, how she had warned me before about it. She had to beat me up. After some time now, she said, if she mentioned it to my manager would have been very angry with him, with her, and thought that maybe it was a blind act that we wanted to use to ruin his life. She said, okay, she was going to see how she was going to cover it for my manager and stuff. My manager still, when she called and they told her that, told him I was fine, he did not believe it. So one evening, one afternoon, he called me that we had practice that afternoon in town. I left home. I went to his office. We left the office and went to the house. He was with his wife. He told me that we're going somewhere that evening. I said, okay, daddy. We left that evening. Since by then, I just started gaining fame, so he felt like taking me to a public hospital was not the best. He wanted to just be sure that I was fine. He took me to the hospital. One post hospital, I can't even figure out the name of that quarter, but I can identify it. He took me to that hospital and ran a couple of tests on me. And when the woman discovered that I was pregnant, she told me that, Jato, you are pregnant and I have to tell your boss or your father, because she knew it was my father. So she said, I have to tell your father. I begged that woman not to tell him because I know the kind of manager that I had. She told me, no, he has the right to the information since he's the one who brought me to the hospital. I begged her and she said no, she has to tell him. She called my manager into the office and begged my manager not to be angry at me, not to beat me up. He should come down and actually ask me to explain to him what happened. My manager left that hospital that evening with his wife. Shouted at me, said all kinds of things to me. Called my family and insulted my family, thinking that it was them who knew that was what actually happened, whereas I didn't even know, and to everybody was like I was hiding it from them. He insulted my family, he created a WhatsApp group and went to my family and told them that they were trying to ruin his career. Alright, that same night when we got back home, he told me that I should be aware that this is a Kids Hall of Talent Foundation, not a Mother's or a Parents Hall of Talent Foundation. So I should know that there is no place for me in the organization anymore. That night, he drank a big bottle of whiskey in the house. And I was very scared because he told me that he was going to send me back to my family. And I already knew that my mom was already too disappointed in me that she couldn't even accept me coming back home. The next day, early in the morning, I left home and I was just going. I just knew that let me just go away because I felt like dead. I felt all kinds of pain. I left the house. I kept on going. And then when I arrived at the junction, I had a friend called Emanuela. She was a teller. I decided to go to Emanuela's place. I arrived at Emanuela's place and told her that she shouldn't tell anybody that I'm with her. That no matter who asks her, she should not say anything. Emanuela kept me in the house for 2 days, and every day she kept on having calls from different people telling her that my family has been looking for me and I've been calling them and asking them what has been happening. She told me that my manager had promised that even if I come back home, he's not going to beat me, that I should just come back home because he's having too much pressure. My manager called the third day and asked me, Jato, where are you? I said, I'm with my friend. He said, Jato, please come back home. Jato, please come back home. We will try to see the way we can settle it. I left Emanuela's house that day. My manager called and asked, do you have transportation to come back home? I said, no. He sent me transport. I came and met him at his office. When I came to his office, the first question he asked me was, Jato, do you want to kill me? I said, no, daddy, I don't want to kill you. He asked again, Jato, do you want to kill me? I saw how he was hurt, but he could not beat me. I saw how he really had the anger in him, but he could not put it out on my body. He told me that we're going to go back home and we're going to see how to settle it. He took me home and it was already 7 months gone when they found out. Okay, he had a meeting with my parents and decided that, all right, since it was already 3 months, they were going to see how to cover it for me to just give birth and then come back to my real life, since they were not able to identify who was the actual person who committed the act. and the security too in Bamenda at that time was horrible. My manager and family decided to send me out of Bamenda to go and have the child. I left Bamenda and I stayed with my other elder sister in Limbe, where I put to bed. I made 3 weeks in Limbe. And then after that, my mom decided that the only way for me to live my life as I lived it before, without thinking about what had happened to me, was that I should stay away from the child. She took the child and gave to her parents, to her own family, to my father and to my other family members to take care of, so that I don't see the child every day and think about what happened to me. My manager said, no problem. It was okay. But my mom begged him the second time that despite everything that has happened, he should not leave me to stay the way I am. He should not let me go, because without my career, I am nothing and I will not be able to face any other person in future. My manager said it was very difficult for him to do. My manager said, no, he cannot do it again. My mother begged that, okay, let him just leave me to stay with him where I'm with the other children, that maybe every day I wake up and we do an activity that will make me forget about everything. My mom and manager agreed that I was going to start staying with my manager. I started staying with my manager, and that was where I started attending Heart of Life Comprehensive College, Mancon. All right, it had always been low. I had no other issues, because whenever I felt like I remember the pain, they were always there. My mom and manager were always there to tell me everything was fine, and they stood behind me through everything. They told me that, no, don't think about it. We are your family. We are here with you. And that always been fine. I knew that everything was okay. Till a few days ago, when Clement told the blog again and reposted it again, reminding me of what I have tried so long to forget. And that is why I decided that I will not let it rest, because it is not only ruining my life, it is ruining the lives of all the children I work with, it is ruining the life of my manager and my own family. They did not abandon me when I needed them. But instead, they are the ones who fall accusations to everything that has to do with me. And that is why... I don't know.